Investment flash.
Diesel at a record. Bitcoin finally clearing 81,000 and a value stock with actual upside. This is a fun tape. Let's break it down.
Welcome to Investment Flash, New York edition for Friday, September 4th. I'm Marie, and with me are Tom and Gerald. Let's get into the signal groups.
Gerald, that crude oil buy from the London show is paying off. Diesel's record print says the commodity call still has legs.
Yeah, and I'll take credit for the macro read. But the real story is the squeeze in privacy coins. Bitcoin clearing 81,000 is a level break, not a new demand thesis.
Right, because zoning in on the crypto group, CoinDesk has Zcash up 20% last session and Dash up 19, with 34 million in short covering. That's a technical squeeze, not a fundamental bid.
But that's exactly the point. 81,000 was the ceiling since late August. Break above it and momentum chases momentum. I'd buy Bitcoin here, and I don't hate Dash as a leader.
Chasing a 20% spike in Zcash is how you get chopped. That 34 million in shorts can flick to sellers in one session, and then the privacy trade is a crowded exit.
So the signal is buy Bitcoin on the breakout, watch Zcash and Dash, but don't chase. Fair enough. Next up, Diesel.
Right. US retail diesel hit a fresh record last session as Middle East disruptions and Russian refinery outages tighten supply. That is the most undercovered macro number of the day.
And Valero Energy is the direct play, trading 1% below its 52-week high after more than doubling year-to-date. The refining margin story is real, buddy.
Hold on. Valero, up 124% year-to-date and still 1% from the high, means the good news is already priced. You'd be buying the record, not the setup.
To be fair, the crude oil fund is still 8% below its high and up 9.6% just the past week. If diesel tightness spills into broader product cracks, the oil fund laggard still has room.
Exactly. The supply shock isn't isolated to diesel. It's a physical tightness story across the complex. That's the trade.
All right. And as always, none of this is investment advice. Moving to agriculture, UN food prices rose in August, and El Nino hasn't peaked. World food prices rose for August with adverse weather and flaxseed disruptions. The Agriculture Exchange Traded Fund sits 2% below its 52-week high. The catalyst path is supply-driven, not demand.
Wheat is the most direct expression. The wheat fund is up 35.6% year-to-date and 5% below its high. But after that run, you need a fresh supply scare to push it through resistance.
Corn's been the quiet winner, up 14.4% year-to-date. I like the laggards here, not the leaders. The weather tail is still unpeaked, so I buy the agriculture fund.
The signal is buy agriculture, buy wheat. Buy corn, but mind the positioning. Next, utilities.
Bloomberg says utilities are losing safe haven status as yields climb and the Fed contemplates another hike. The utilities sector fund is flat year to date and 10% below its high, already derated.
I'm going to push back here. If it's already 10% below the high and flat for the year, the rate hike canary has mostly sung. Selling now is selling the story, not the price.
But the rate sensitivity is real. Higher treasury yields make bond proxy cash flows less attractive. The sell call is about the next hike, not the last one.
Look, mate, the canary in the coal mine metaphor is cute, but I'd rather short the long duration treasuries than the utilities. The bond side is cleaner for the rate repricing.
That's the nuance. The signal is sell utilities, but the better expression is short rate-sensitive bonds. Moving on to cancer diagnostics.
WSJ says the cancer vaccine gold rush has started, and the real money is in diagnostics. Tempest AI jumped 4.4% last session, and Personalis is up 114% year-to-date.
Yeah, but it's a narrative trade with no financial projections. Personalities at that run has a lot of hope baked in. It's a picks and shovels story, but I'd want to see contract revenue before chasing.
not so fast. Diagnostics names are the structural winners because every personalized cancer program needs sequencing and monitoring. Though Moderna and Merck are the therapy partners, the marginal dollar goes to the data platforms.
And Tempus AI was singled out as the beneficiary. I'd buy Tempus AI on the momentum and watch Personalis for a pullback.
And you remember when you chased genomics in 2022? Anyway, Moderna is a watch. Merck is a hold. No edge there.
Hong Kong banks next. Hong Kong's chief executive pressed banks to expand offshore yuan and finance tech growth. No dollar commitments, but the policy signal is real.
Buck Hong Kong is the natural long as the major yuan clearing bank, but the transmission is loose. HSBC is hold, no lending mandates or funding attached.
Hong Kong Equities Fund trades 7% below its high, so the policy push could support, but no concrete terms. I'd rather wait for a mandate than front-run a speech.
Fair, but this is a structural call. The city wants to be the offshore yuan hub. That's a multi-year tailwind, not a one-day trade.
SiriusXM, Deutsche Bank upgraded to buy, saying the YouTube and Amazon partnerships are underappreciated, with roughly 50% upside. Sirius is up 45% year-to-date and trades at 8.9 times forward earnings.
That's the rare value anomaly. But if those partnerships are already widely known, the call is stale. A forward PE ratio under 9 with 50% upside is intriguing, though.
See, this is what I mean. The market might be underweighting distribution deals, but I'd want subscriber numbers to confirm before paying for the upgrade.
I'll take the buy. 50% upside on a single-digit earnings multiple with new distribution is exactly the kind of setup I like.
Of course you would, buddy. Next, India flows. GQG Partners sold Adani Energy Solutions into Monday's closing auction, knocking it down 10%. The move is mechanical, not fundamental.
Passive funds now have to rebalance around index weights, creating a near-term overhang. Watch Adani Energy for passive repositioning.
So, no buy or sell. Just watch until the block clears. Then it depends on how index trackers reposition.
South Korea set a phased roadmap for tokenized securities by February 2027. Structural backdrop, not a near-term catalyst.
The South Korea exchange-traded fund is up 76.6% year-to-date already, so much of the innovation is priced. Watch only.
And quick skips. Data centers and Volkswagen are hold only, so no trade there in this edition.
Now, the most original take from CoinDesk. 6 years of Bitcoin data show the non-farm payrolls report isn't a statistically meaningful price mover. So don't force Bitcoin positions around payrolls.
Wait, that feels like trading lore. I've always thought Jobs Day moved crypto. If the data says no, I'll stop trading the number.
Yeah, it's nice to see someone actually run the numbers instead of recycling macro narratives. Good for CoinDesk.
And here's our view. Today's tape is a supply shock story wearing a crypto costume. Diesel record, food prices up, El Nino not peaked, Bitcoin breakout. The thread is physical tightness, not jobs data.
Exactly. Long duration treasuries are on the other side. The Treasury Bond Fund sits 1% above its 52-week low, so the market is repricing sticky supply inflation against duration.
And that's the trade. Long physical tightness commodities, short REIT-sensitive bond proxies. Clean expression.
But the bear case is positioning. Valero 1% below high, the oil fund 8% below, agriculture 2% below. These are crowded trades, not early ones. A de-escalation in the Middle East or quick Russian refinery fix unwinds product tightness fast.
And privacy coin squeezes are even less durable. 34 million of short covering can reverse in a session. So don't confuse a squeeze with a demand story.
Fair, but the missing piece is wages. Diesel at record should spill into freight,
food, core services, and no one is tying that to labor market prints. That's the next shoe.
Also, quiet on Asian central banks. Dollar strength and rising food import costs mean Seoul or Jakarta are more likely to surprise on rates than the Fed. That's the structural lens. Supply shock.
Exactly.
That's the whole trade. The cleanest expression isn't a single ticker. But with commodity complex near highs, I'd rather own laggards than chase leaders.
Sirius XM is the day's rare value anomaly. Deutsche Bank's 50% upside call on 8.9 times forward earnings, if it survives the partnership skeptics.
That's the one name I'd put on a watch list for value rotation, not just momentum.
Value anomaly.
50%?
Single-digit P.E. ratio?
All right, let's wrap. Gerald, final word?
Yeah, don't chase the privacy coin spike and watch those crowded commodity trades for a reversal. The supply shock is real, but the entry matters.
As always, none of this is investment advice. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back with the weekend edition tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time.
See you then.